So why coffee? Because of our peace work, peace and reconciliation. I was observing these people that we are working with to have dialogue, and they always serve us coffee. And I was thinking, if the Moro or the Muslim and the Christians and the indigenous people likes coffee, then maybe I can use coffee as an iconic product for peace. And this is what we will use as our vehicle to bring the message of peace.
And how do you do that?
How we do that is we have three advocacy. Number one is we wanted to empower our farmers. Most of the farmers lives on the highlands, on the mountain. And most of these mountains are denuded, deforested. So it's either they don't have any means of livelihood because there's nothing there. And they have coffee, but they don't have market for coffee. Or they have coffee, but they don't know how to process this coffee into a quality coffee so that they would have a market. So by empowering these people, these indigenous people, on the value of their land and the value of their coffee and how they can save their land and the forest by planting more coffee trees and more tall trees or forest trees to shade the coffee arabica, then they would have an income and they would have a sustainable forest. So we're saving the environment. We're empowering these farmers into the value of work and value of protecting their environment and promoting peace building.
What impact have these three pillars of advocacy of your organization, what impact have they had for these people, the indigenous people?
Well, with the indigenous people, because they are now planting something in their land, they have more credibility in their land claim of ancestral domain. And this is one thing that we're still dealing with our country, the titleship for these people for their ancestral domain. So as they have these coffee trees grow and have this forest protected and have income, when they apply for their ancestral domain, then they have the rightful claim because they are doing something with the land that they are claiming. So that's one thing. And we see additional income for those farmers. And one thing that I observed, most of the farmers are women. And I said, where are your men? Oh, our men protects us. They are the ones who carry guns to protect us. So the women are the farmers. So the more I see that we need to help them.
And what impact has it had in terms of peace? Because the name is Coffee for Peace.
Yes. Well, we can see that you cannot have peace with an empty stomach. So peace is not just absence of war. Peace should be addressing your stomach, your culture, your being, and having peace with your neighbor. So for them, I can see this because they can work hand in hand with their neighbors and they are being fed, so they're having peace.
Georgie Pantoja, thank you very much for speaking to United Nations Radio. And of course, you are one of the winners of IX and Peace Innovation Challenge Award. What does this award mean for you?
This award really brings encouragement for us because this award is about peace. And what we are working for is to promote the culture of peace. So being here and being recognized for that is something that tells us that you cannot have development without peace. You have your sustainable development goal as people, planet, prosperity. You need partnership, but you need peace, because without peace, everything will collapse.